Paul Peters has 500 acres of apples and peaches in central Missouri. Peters says above average temperatures during the day and night advance the growing season by 2 to 3 weeks.
We really didn't cool down at night. I think probably was more of a concern than, you know, reaching, you know, 60, 70 degrees in the daytime. One of my partners here said he'd never seen an apple blossom in March, and this year he did.
But then a week-long frost hit, right when crops were at their most vulnerable. Extensive damage has already been reported on crops of winter wheat, grapes, and cherries. Some farmers will be able to till under failed wheat and alfalfa crops and substitute corn. However, it may not be that simple, since corn seed supplies are already tight from higher-than-normal plantings for ethanol production. For the Environment Report, I'm Adam Allington.